Mila Peg Bay's Mishnah Test. This is the last Mishnah in the Perek. The chilik between all the Mishnayis before and the following Mishnah is that all the Mishnayis that we just learned are all talking about chelke carbon, and by carbon oif, and by minnochois, about parts of the carbon which are matir, and the chalois that's chal in the chelke carbon that are a niter. This concept, matir and niter, this relationship is very crucial when we define dine pigel. But also Lagabi, the other dinim that are mavur in the Mishnah discusses those types. However, there are chalokim of a carbon which don't have matirim. Meaning, say the chalois of mi'ila and the shinuim of mi'ila, pigel nois of atame, the Mishnah is discussed Lagabi things that have matirin. These, the following, are going to be things that are matirin, but they don't have matirim themselves. They're not nitorim. Hakoimitz, the koimitz of every carbon mincha is taken off of the carbon. That's a bedoimit to the zrika. That's the matir on the rest of the carbon, but it itself doesn't have a matir. Halavoina, the levoina is huktar with the koimitz. Vakteris, kteris is broad, but it doesn't have a matir. Hakteris is something that's huktar like a mizbech. It's not like emurim that are put on the mizbech only when they have a matir. Or it's not like lechem upon them that have a matir called bazichin. Over here, they themselves are hukta al mizbech. Minchas koyanim don't have shirayim. The whole minchas koyanim is hukta kolum. Well, there's no matir, which is matir the other chelik la'achila. Minchas koyanim mashiach. We're talking here about the minchas chavitin that the koyanim gadol brings mechtzisa baboike, mechtzisa ba'erev. It's called minchas mashiach, or it's called minchas chavitin. And it's also hukta kolul al mizbech. There's no matir. Minchas nisachim is brought with a carbon, all carbonos, oidle, shlamim. This is not so poshut. One could argue that the carbon is matir the nisachim of the carbon. But we see the carbon, we paskin that the minchas nisachim is a dova hamuva b'fnei atzma, therefore it doesn't have matir. So the halacha, the Mishnah now speaks out the same. Say the moyalim behem shohugdashu. They become, with kedushas peh, they become kedushas agov. Kitshu b'kli. Of course, when we're talking about all the things that are mentioned over here, we're talking about all things that don't become Kaddish, proper Kedushas HaGuf, until they don't have Kedushas Karban, until they're hooked up B'Kli Sharis. So Kidshu B'Kli, which means a Kli Sharis, Hukshu Li Posel, has the din of Kedushas HaGuf like a Karban, therefore it becomes eligible to be Posel, B'Tvul Yoyim, B'Chus Kipurim U'Balino, B'Chayom and Aleim, Mishum Noisim, Mishum Tomei. There won't be any chalois a isra achilas pigel that's chal on them, because the foundational yisoid of the chalois isra achilas sheyesh because of pigel is on a nitar, not the matir. The matir is where the avoid is done that creates the chalois in pigel, but it itself does not have an isra pigel. Ze aklal kol sheyesh le matirin ein chayom nala mishum pigel nois vitome ad sheyikruvu matiro. This halacha of it being achilas kochim, where it has the issur of pigel, noisa v'tame, is totally in it being a niter that has matirin, and it has to be that it's in a state of niter. That means the matir was brought, even though, of course, the matir is possible. The person's mechaven, the oivid is mechaven, l'shem pigel, v'shas tavoidavad, the carbon's not kosher. From deswegen, the chaloy shem pigel has to have hartsoas pigel. Meaning, say that it's a simulated carbon because it's possible, but it has to be brought like a regular carbon in order to have the isakoris shechayov nalov. V'chol she'en le matirin, kivin shekodesh b'kli chayov nalov mishum noisim mishum tome u'pigel ein boy. Look how the mission just repeated itself. So the Rav brings a pasuk that says hakosuv by tuma. The pasuk says kolish. Means whether it has a matir or it doesn't have a matir, the Gemara learns out. So the isur achila of a tomei she'ochel as a kodesh is there. The Gemara learns out memela that tuma and noiser go together. Even though noiser, you could say it's only the dvarma nechalim that have a matir. No. Anything that's nechal, despite the fact that it doesn't have matirim, also has that din. That's the passion. That's why the Mishnah says again to say Mishum Noisa, which is the Chiddush, and Mishum Tomei, which is the Dover, Hamafurish Bapasu. And the Mishnah reiterates, of course, Pigel, Envoy. Pegimel Mishnah Aleph. Now we're going to enter a new realm. We're going to talk about types of Kotchim that are not in a Mesudadika Korban, Fakeret. They're problematic types of Kotchim. And we're going to discuss each type, whether it has Milo or doesn't have Milo. And we're going to be introduced to a new concept called an in-between. Loinenin v'loimoelin. Normally, when we had in the previous perek, where there's no mi'ilo, that means there's no iser ano. A person could take basu kochim kalim, and he can be mekadosh an issue with it. He can give it to somebody else. It's not a problem. And that which has mi'ilo, avada, there's the chiyuv of kerem v'chaymish v'osham. Over here, we're going to have a concept of loinenin v'loimoelin. He's not allowed to have ano, obra mi'ilo is not. In those type of cases, the Isra knows Midrabonon will elaborate. Vlad Chatos, Utmuras Chatos, Vlad of a Chatos, a Chatos could be in a cave, so there could be a behemoth that was Hugdasha for a Chatos and it gives birth. That behemoth can't be a Karban Chatos because a Karban Chatos, whatever is there for the Kaparas Abal, is there. Whatever is not is unfortunately part of Kodesh, but without any constructive purpose. So this is the halacha that's called Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, that's called Chomesh Chatois Shemesois. The Olam will remember from the Sechas Tmura. There are five types of Korban Chatos that are rendered completely ineligible for any type of role in Kotchim. You can't just make them into a Balmum. There's no Yirachi Stoev and eat them like Psulehan Mugdashim, which you find in other cases where Korban is left over. Or you'll have a carbon which is redundant, like a leftover osham, and it can become an oila. The halacha Moshe M'Sinai is that certain cases of chatos, if they're left over and they're now nitche from being a carbon chatos, mesois, which means not be a dime. We put them in a place where they'll starve, and after a few days they die, v'zehu. Vlad chatos is the first one. Tmuras chatos, if a person is meimir, the kedusha of a chatos onto another behemoth, it's chal. But it can't be the Karban Chatos. The Chatos is the original one that was Ugdishul Hashem Kach, not Tmuroso. So Memele, it's not like a regular Karban that could be brought. It can be brought Meso. The Chatos Shemesu Beoleo. There are details in Mesechus Tmura on all these dinim, we're not going to chazer over. The Chatos Shemesu Beoleo is a person was Mafrish, one Behema, and then he died. The Behema has the Kedusha to be a Mechaper. For Reuven's Averi, Reuven's no longer. There's no Mechaper without... There's no Behema that's Mechaper without the Miskaper. So Mela, again, it's not eligible for Kotchen. So Mela, if it ain't Kapar Lameson, then there's nothing to do with it, Meso. The Halacha is Yomusu. All of them, like we said, there's an Halacha Moshe M'Sinai. These three types. She'ovro Shnoso, Achatos. Has to be brought. It's only the carbon is only kosher when it's bashnoso. Techshon rishoyna. What happens if somebody is mafrish a carbon, and now it's older than a year? He didn't bring it on time. The behema is fagamin. You can't bring it, and it has kedushas chatos. So mesa. Shavda v'shenim tzis balas mum. Behema was lost. He was mafrish another carbon. He was nimtzis balas mum. He found the behema to balas mum. Normally a balas mum, no, you're actually stoyev. The mafashim add, this is something we saw barichus and tmur, you have to add a word here. Kiviyochel, the way you have to read the Mishnah is, she'ovda v'she'ovra shnasa, you read the word she'ovda, going back on the she'ovra shnasa, she'ovra shnasa v'she'ovda, and v'she'ovda v'she'ovda says balas mum. Both cases had an ovda, and a different behemah was set aside, and now it was found, and there's a problem. It's not a regular balas mum. Regular balas mum, you actually stoiv. You could eat it, psulim ekdoshim. The ovra shnasa itself would also be. But the problem is that a different behemoth was set aside in its stead. Imishi kipra bailim. The other behemoth that was set aside was already brought. So now the miskaper is already not in the docket. He's already a miskaper. He's a fartig miskaper. And these behemoths had two problems. One she'ovra and she'ovda, or she'nimtzis balas mum v'she'ovda. That already would render it so not shayach to kachim that then mesa. And that's what the Mishnah says. In Mishikipru abaylem tomus, ve'ena oise tmura, it's a behema that's so nitcha, any of these cases, are so nidcha from being a kosher carbon that they lose to a certain extent their status as kosher. And memela ene oise tmura. A normal carbon oila, even if for whatever reason the person's not bringing it, right now it's a carbon oila. So memela, if a person tries to be maimed the kedusha from it onto another behema, it's chal de tmura. Over here it's not chal de tmura. It doesn't have a shame carbon chattas anymore. Because it's oimid lamisa. Loinanim v'loi moelim. This is what we spoke about before, that since it's nidche from being proper kachim, it can't have the regular miyud kachi Hashem de kashem. There's no din of keren chomish v'oshom. What is the loinanim? Loinanim is not proper to be nanim from something that has a chalois shem kachim. And my male is an isa derabonon. The Rishonim are all maskim that it's an isa derabonon. The Rambam is mechadish that mid derabonon is kaim keren v'chomish. Other Rishonim hold no. There's no tashlumim. It's a dindir abonim. If the same thing happened with the Ovdav Ovro or Ovdav and Nitzis Balasmon and the Bimkoim, its substitute was not brought yet, so it's still the only behemoth that's, or it's still what it was, that's the behemoth that's miyuid. The miskaper still needs a kapara, so it's still oimid the kapara. The mice you can't because it's a balas mum. It was over shnosa, but it's not so nidche. It's a psul nikachim. It's not so nidche. So here there's no din tomus. Here we revert to the regular din of kachim, which is rendered unusable. Balmum, other problems. Tirachet tistoiv. Let it graze until it becomes a balmum. V'timoche v'yovi b'domei acheres, and the pidyon will then be chal on another behemoth, which will be another chatas. There, oisa tmura, since it has enough of a kedusha's carbon that's still psul amigdashim, that it has a din to be chal its moment on another carbon, that means it retains its status as oimid liya's carbon. It rather practically it can be brought, but be'etzim it has that kedusha. So merely it has a proper kedusha's carbon. Oisa tmura, moilam bo, it's regular kotche Hashem, and it will be me'ilah.